يا ابن الروح القدس الله راح تحل علينا بتبركت من الان وكلنا اولادك الدور امين يوم الثامن من شهر كل مبارك احسن الله استقباله وعلى علينا عليكم ورحمته وغفر الخطايا والزلات والاثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب باخوتي امين. في هذا اليوم من سنه 240 ميلاديه تنايح الاب القديس هيروكلاس بابا الاسكندريه الـ13 وقد ولد من والدين وثنيين الا انهما آمنا وتعمدا بعد ولادته وكان قد أدبا بالحكمة اليونانية ثم بالحكمة المسيحية. درس الأناجيل الأربعة والرسائل فرسمها القديس ديمتريوس بطريرك بابا الإسكندرية الـ12 شماسا ثم قسا على كنيسة الإسكندرية فنجح في الخدمة وكان أمينا في كل ما اؤتمن عليه. ومما تنايح البابا ديمتريوس انتخب القديس هيروكلاس رتبة بطريركي فرعى راية المسيح السبعية رد كثيرين من السابقة وعمدا وقد كرس جهوده على التعليم والوعظ والإرشاد وإرشاد المخالفين كما سلم القديس ديونيسيوس النظر في الأحكام وتدبير أمور المؤمنين وأقام على الكرسي 13 سنة تنيح بسلام صلاته تكون معنا أمين. On this day also the church commemorates the martyrdom of Saints Barbara and Juliana. Barbara was the daughter of a nobleman called Dioscorus from one of the eastern countries during the days of Emperor Maximian in the beginning of the 3rd century. He built a high building for her to live in. Once she raised up her eyes to the sky from the top of the building and meditated in the beauty of the sky and what was in it, the sun, the moon, and the stars. She concluded that there must exist an able and wise maker for the universe, and he is none other than the Almighty God who created all. The scholar Origen happened to be in this district and knew about this saint. He went and taught her the principles of Christianity. There were two windows in the bathroom. She ordered the third one to be installed, and she placed a cross over the water basin. When her father came to see her and saw the changes that were made, he asked her for the reason. She told him, "Know, my father, that with the Holy Trinity everything is complemented. And here are three windows in the name of the Holy Trinity. This sign is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom was the salvation of the whole world. I ask you, my dear father, to turn away from the wrong that you are involved in and worship the God who created you." When her father heard these words, he was very angry, and he drew his sword and ran after her. She fled from the house, but her father went around and found her hidden. He jumped on her, seized her, and took her to the governor, Marcianus. The governor Marcianus. The governor talked nicely to her, promising to reward her. Then he threatened her, but could not change her love for the Lord Christ. Thereupon, he ordered her to be tortured by many means. There was a damsel called Juliana who watched St. Barbara while she was being tortured and wept for her. Juliana saw the Lord Jesus Christ strengthening and comforting St. Barbara. She was enlightened and believed in the Lord Jesus. They cut off the head of St. Barbara and that of Juliana, and each received a crown of martyrdom. St. Barbara's father perished shortly after, and so did the governor who tortured her. The water in the basin that had the cross over it in the building had the power of healing everyone, washed himself with it. They placed the bodies of these two saints in a church outside the city of Galatia. After some years, they transferred the body of St. Barbara to Cairo, Egypt, to the church which carries her name to this day. May their prayers be with us. Amen. مثل هذا اليوم أيضا استشهد القديس إيسي والقديسة تكلا أخته. كان من أبوسير غرب الأشبونين، وكان القديس إيسي غنيا جدا. كان يتصدق على المساكين بثمن ما يغز من غنمه. ولما علم أن صديق بولس مريض من الإسكندرية حيث كان يتردد عليها للتجارة، مضى إليه ليعوله. ولما أتى إليه وجده قد عوفي من مرض، فاتفق معا على أن يقوم بافتقاد القديسين المسجونين بسبب الاضطهاد. وتنبأ عنهم بعض القديسين بأنهم سينالان إكدى الشهادة. قد حدث ذلك أثناء مجيء القديس بقتر ابن رومانوس إلى الإسكندرية. فلما علما بحسن سيرته وزهد العالم أحب أن يكون مثله. تقدم إيسي إلى الوالي واعترف بالسيد المسيح، فأمر بتعذيبه بأشد أنواع العذابات، وكان يعرى ويوثق ويعصر، ثم تصوب مشاعر النار إلى جنبيه، أن يطرح على النار على الأرض ويضرب بالسياط تخطى أعضاءه. كان صابرا على هذا جميعا. كان ملاك الرب يقويه ويشفي جراحاته. كان بولس صديقه يبكي من أجله هو وغلمانه. ظهر ملاك الرب لأخته تكلا أمرها أن تمضي لأخيها، فذهبت إلى البحر. استقلت إحدى السفن فظهرت لها فيها العذراء، وليت لها إليصابات نسبتها، جعلتها يعزيانها في أخيها. وكانت إليصابات تقول لها إن لي ولدا أخذوا رأسه ظلما. قالت لها السيدة البتول إن لي ولدا صلبوه حسدا. كانت تكلى لا تعرف من هما. ولما التقت بأخيها اتفق الاثنان وتقدم إلى الوالي معترفين بالسيد المسيح. بعدما هما أشد العذاب بالهنبازين وحرق النار وبالتسمير وسلخ جلد الرأس، كان الرب يقويهما ويصبرهما. ثم أسلمون ولده والي ناحية الخصوص ليذهب بهما للصعيد. ولما سارت بهم السفينة قليلا سكنت الريح فوقفت عن المسير، فأمر أن تؤخذ رأسا إيسي وتكلا أخته وترحها في الشوك والحلفاء حسكيان يعني. فكان كذلك. ونال إكليل الشهادة أح الرب لقسم آري بشطانوف، فأخذ جسديهما. أما بولس الصديق إيسي وإبلانيوس ابن تكلا أخته فقد استشهد بعد ذلك. شفاعة الجميع تكون معنا. أمين. Also on this day the church commemorates the departure of Saint Samuel the Confessor, the abbot of Kalamun Monastery. He was born in the city of Dacloba in the diocese of Mezel from saintly parents, and he was their only child. Archelaus, his father, was a priest. So in a vision at night, a shining man telling him, "Your son will be entrusted to large congregation, for he is chosen for the Lord all the days of his life." Samuel was saintly from his youth, like the prophet Samuel, and he used to harbor thoughts in his heart about the monastic life. Here I want to say just a small point. When his father saw this vision, it does not mean that the Lord forced Samuel to be that, but it was like a prophecy, because God has no past, present, and future. When the father of Samuel saw this vision, it was something like an information about the future of Samuel. Because the Lord sees all our lives. So sometimes when we hear a vision or a part like that, we say, "Oh, the Lord chosen Samuel, it means that he made him a good man, a righteous man. No. The Lord knew by his nature as Lord that the Samuel will be righteous man. So he informed his father. You understand this point? This is a very important point, because sometimes we hear that and say, okay, the Lord will make me bad guy. Okay, I'll be mad guy. The Lord will make me sin. I will be sin. The Lord will make me martyr. I will be martyr. No, it's not like that. But the Lord knows the page of life of everyone. So inform his father with this point. I want this point to be very clear for you. This means that every one of us can be a very righteous, can be martyr, can be any saint, anyone good. But do not say, the Lord, if he wants to make me, he can save me from this sin. He can save me from this danger. No. You have the commandments, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you have the ability to do whatever good and to avoid whatever bad. Samuel was saintly from his youth, like the prophet Samuel, and he used to have thoughts in his heart about the monastic life. One day he found a means to go to the desert of Skeets, but he did not know the way. The angel of the Lord, in the form of a monk, appeared to him and accompanied him as if he himself also was going to the monastery, until they came to the desert of Skeets. There the angel delivered him to the holy man, a holy man called Father Agathu, who accepted him as the angel of the Lord, instructed him. Samuel lived with Father Agathu for 3 years, in total obedience in every way. Thereafter, the Lord, the holy old man, Father Agathu, departed, and Samuel continued to offer many prayers and fasting. Sometimes he fasted a week at a time. He was ordained a priest of the Church of St. Macarius in Skeets. The Skeets is the area in which the monastery was. An envoy came to the desert carrying Leo's tomb, the confession of Pope Leo of Rome of the two natures of Christ, which was decided in the Council of Chalcedon. The Coptic Orthodox Church is a non-Chalcedonian church, i.e., our church does not recognize that council. When the envoy read the tome to the elders, and Samuel became zealous with the zeal of the Lord, he jumped up in the middle of the gathered monks, seized the letter, and rent it into pieces, saying, "Cursed is this tomb, and excommunicated is everyone who believed in it, and anyone who might change the Orthodox faith of our holy fathers." When the imperial envoy saw this, he became furious and angry. He ordered him to be beaten with pins and to be hanged from his arms, and that his face be smitten. One of these strikes inoculated one of his Samuel's, of the Saint Samuel's eye. Plug the eye. Plug the eye. Then he was driven away from the monastery. The angel of the Lord appeared to Saint Samuel and commanded him to depart and to dwell in the Kanamun mountain. He went and built a monastery there, lived in it for a while, teaching those gathered around him and confirming them in the Orthodox faith. When Al-Muqawqas, the Muslim governor of Egypt, heard about Saint Samuel, he came to him and asked him to recognize the Council of Chalcedon. When he did not listen to him, he smote him and expelled him out of the monastery. He went and lived in one of the churches, and after a while he returned to the monastery. When the pagan barbarians arrived there, they took him with them on their way back to their country. He prayed to the Lord Jesus to deliver him from them. Whenever they set him on a camel, the camel was unable to stand up with him on it. So they left him, and he went back to his monastery. The barbarians came back and took him with them to their country. They had captured Saint Ioannis, the archpriest of the Skeets Desert. They comforted each other in their exile. The abductor of Saint Samuel tried to persuade him to worship the sun. When he failed, he tied his feet to the feet of one of the maidens and sent him to attend the camel. He intended Saint Samuel to fall into sin with her, and according to Satan's advice, he would submit to him. Through it all, the saint was gaining more courage, and his heart was strengthened. He remained in such circumstances until the master's son fell in and was close to death. Saint Samuel prayed for him, and the boy was healed. The news spread all over the country, and whosoever was sick came to him. He prayed over them and anointed them with oil, and the sick were healed. His master loved him exceedingly, apologized, and asked for Saint Samuel's forgiveness. He told him to ask for anything he wished. Saint Samuel asked him to go back to the monastery. His master allowed him to return. When Saint Samuel returned, many of his disciples gathered around him, and they increased in number until they became several thousands. The Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to him and told him, "This place shall be my dwelling forever." And from that day, the barbarians never attacked this monastery again. Saint Samuel wrote many discourses and articles. He prophesied concerning the coming of Islam to Egypt. When the time of his departure drew near, he gathered his disciples and commanded them to be strong in the fear of God, to walk according to his commandments, and to fight for the sake of the Orthodox faith to the last breath. Then he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yeah.